So the next talk will be about post content with Drupal using NoSTR, NoSpring, NoSTR. Yeah, and it's going to be presented by Sebastian.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for this opportunity to give you a talk about post content with Drupal using NoSTR. Who knows what the abbreviation post stands for? No, not everyone. So that's basically an abbreviation for publish once, syndicate everything. And what that basically means is that you, when you have a piece of content like a blog article, you can publish it to other places, to other platforms, or you can distribute your blog article in an easy way. Back in the days, when I was still a little bit younger, that was very easy with all the open APIs we had with Twitter and like Facebook, etc. And today I use this strategy still, but with Drupal. I'm a Drupal developer, so I know how Drupal works. I am using NoSTR. And NoSTR is a pretty new protocol which you can compare to ActivityPub / AT Proto, but we will dig in into it later. I will start with a live demo. So I hope that everything works and will go smoothly. And then I will go to some technical details and have some time left for questions. So, okay, let me show what I am going to do. So I have my Drupal website here. This is live. This is the website I'm maintaining. So there is a blog session here, which has articles, which you can see. Most of them are cross-posted to different, with NoSTR. I have a draft ready that is called Hello from Fosdem. So this is the article. It has an image, it has a title, it has a summary, and it has a content field. So this article is being published during my live demo. And what I've built, I have built a Drupal module, which is comparable to any plugin. Like everybody can build modules to extend the functionality of Drupal. And that says, okay, I want to broadcast this long form content with NoSTR. So I check this, and then I can select one of my configured profiles. So I am going to select Sebastix. And that's basically it. Yeah, I need to set it on published, and then I will hit save. Okay, that went well because I have a debug message here. I have a response from a relay that says, okay, one message is successfully broadcasted to one of multiple relays. I will get into that later on. And this is the IDE. So when I go back to the edit mode, then it's fetching some metadata from the relays. So that is taking a bit longer. But let me show. Oh wait, I've lost my mouse. Yes. I'm going to show you one of the many NoSTR clients we have in the NoSTRverse. There is one new event, and that one event is my blog article I just published. So that's this one. This image is from last year for Fosdem, where we had a main talk. And there are other clients too, which we can check. I have a timeout here. That's not good. Always the case with. So we have the same content here.